WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Clear your throat for
this. It's that time of year, man. I have not been able to have a clear throat. I've been so gummy up top. I hate it, man.
Hanging out with your boyfriend too much.
What? Oh, I get it. That was funny. 7:32 this morning, we're talking about nothing important.
No.
Nothing important. We saw this thing on Reddit, and we thought it was pretty damn funny. And you know, with the election happening, midterm election, everyone's out there voting. I can't tell you how many photos I saw of people and their stickers. I voted. And people are proud of it. You know, you did your thing. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I need to see a picture. But anyway, the post was, if the I voted sticker was a scratch and sniff, what would your state's smell like? And we're like, well, that's perfect. All right. So
perfect.
If the I voted sticker for Michigan was a scratch and sniff, what would it smell like?
Now you're talking about today, right now.
Right now. What would it smell like? What would the scratches?
Well, I think the most common answer is, and I'm going to put it out there right away, and I think, you know what I'm going to say? It smells like marijuana.
Marijuana.
Because it's legal.
I don't think so. I think that's not a bad answer. It's not a bad answer. Mm-hmm.
There are many other good ones, though.
There are. Not yet. By 2020, I would say yes. But right now, no. Mm-hmm. No.
What would it smell like then?
I don't know yet.
I like mine in the promo yesterday. Just fresh potholes.
Potholes? All right, we're going to think on this. Let us know.
It smells like Napier Avenue. Just a
potholes.
Just a bunch of holes.
And potholes. Damp potholes full of water. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If Michigan's I voted stickers were scratch and sniff, what would they smell like for the state of Michigan? Comment on Facebook or give us a call. Until then, Temple of the Dog. We'll be back in a few on the Plan B Morning Show. All righty, good morning. What's up? 7:38, it is the Plan B Morning Show this morning. If Michigan's I voted sticker was scratch and sniff, what would it smell like?
A Ford.
A Ford?
Mm-hmm.
A Ford truck?
Yeah. That's where Fords were made.
Oh.
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, that's not bad. So like an exhaust pipe or just like a truck or
a brand new Ford.
I would say it smell like lake water.
Lake water?
Yeah.
It's what, it's fish?
I don't know, fishy? It'd have a fishy smell to it? Maybe. Pine trees? Pine trees, always a good one.
Smell like a taxi cab driver? All right.
Pine tree perfume. I'm trying to think of some like other really good ones.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any Facebook answers?
Craft beer, that would be a good one.
Actually, that's a good one.
You know, a craft.
A lot of those have popped up recently.
Yeah. But which one? Yeah, Michigan has more craft beers per capita than any other state. So I think craft beer.
That's a good one.
Or maybe like hops, yeah. Barley. Oh, we got a ton of comments on Facebook. Kathy said grapes, pressed and fermented. Yep, it would smell like wine. That'd be a good one.
I love the smell of grapes.
Yeah. Let's see. Jason said burning leaves.
Actually, that's a good smell.
This time of year? Oh, yeah. Can you burn leaves in town?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I got so many leaves I got to get rid of.
Yeah. We used to rake them up as kids. We'd rake them up, and then my dad would douse them in gas and just kaboom! Then they'd blow all over the yard again. But
it's a great way to,
it was worth it.
Great way to catch the house on fire.
Yeah, you know? Hey, we tried for years.
Let's see. Jason said legal weed.
Yeah.
Sherry said weed or Doritos.
Legal weed? Does that smell different than illegal weed?
I guess. It smells like freedom. That's the smell of freedom weed right there. Let's see. Oh, Sydney had a good one. It would smell like Faygo.
Oh, there you go.
Which one? Moon Mist?
All right. Is she a Juggalo?
Oh, God. You know the best part of a Juggalo song?
What's that?
It's the end of it.
The end of it.
The best sound of an ICP song.
They're from Detroit, aren't they?
They are. They're from the Detroit area. Yeah, they love Faygo.
Oh, yeah.
Moon Mist. Yeah. I do. Actually, Faygo's diet cream soda is amazing.
It is good.
It's 59 cents. for a big bottle of it.
Oh, man.
You can't beat that. Can't beat it.
Diabetes everywhere at those concerts. You know, the sugar intake at those concerts is
actually,
just,
if you want to make a killing, go to an ICP or a Juggalo gathering. Mm-hmm. And just and have a diabetes like booth set up, right. An insulin booth. You would make a killing.
Yeah.
How much?
How many 2 liters of this have you drank?
How much Faygo have you had today, sir?
Right. I'm gonna give you some Lantus.
Let's see. Jessica said blueberry. Randy said ranch. Is ranch real big here?
I don't know, but really the smell of ranch. I mean, I don't mind ranch. I don't hate it, but ugh, the smell of it.
Donna said tainted Flint water. Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Smells like lead.
Ah, that's rough.
That's terrible. A lot of Faygo answers. A lot of Faygo. Mm-hmm. That's good. Apple pie. That Luann said apple pie.
I was going to say, right now, it'd probably be pumpkin spice. It smells like Ugg boots, iPhones, and pumpkin spice. That's what it smells like now. Selfies.
Verner's. Ryan said Verner's.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Was it the chips?
Was it the lighthouse on the Verner's can this year?
I don't know. Was it?
I think it was. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Which one?
St. Joe Lighthouse.
Oh, was it really? Ooh. Yeah. Moving on up in the world.
Oh, son.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more of what our state scratch and sniff sticker would
smell
like.
Hard-hitting topic.
Faygo.
More of...
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, dude.
7:50. All right, if the I voted sticker for Michigan was scratch and sniff, what would it smell like? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's get some phone calls here. WIRX, hello.
It smells like cherries. We're a fruit state.
It smells like cherries?
Cherries. Cherries, blueberries, apples, any of them.
So
a fruit state.
A berry mix. I like it. That's a good one.
Yep. Thanks.
All right,
Mike. Cherries, berries.
Cherries, berries. That's what it smells like. Cherries, berries. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah,
what's up?
Scratch and sniff, huh?
Yeah.
At least Van Buren County, I'd say meth lab.
Yeah. Seriously, some parts.
Good meth.
You know, Decatur, Michigan, they were on 2020, had segments on 2020 and 60 Minutes. I think one of them was called The Little Town That Never Sleeps.
Nice.
Hey, you know what, man? What's meth smell like?
That was like 10, 15 years ago, I think.
What does meth smell like?
Yeah, we're famous, huh?
Yeah, we are. What does meth smell like?
I mean, I go down back road, you know, county road.
For God's sakes!
Whatever, 684, whatever. You see the component just dumped off the side of the road back then.
What's meth smell like? Is this a person?
Yeah,
Yeah, terrible mess. Hey, guys, have a good one.
You too. Didn't he had us on mute or something?
What's going on?
Didn't hear a word we said.
He just kept going.
He's like, I'm just going to keep talking.
Yeah.
You shut the hell up and listen.
That was a hard-hitting question. I'm actually pretty curious.
Yeah, what does meth smell like?
What does it smell? Is it chemical smell? It
smells like heaven. All right, more when we get back.
Rock 107.
Good morning. 7:58. All right. If the I voted sticker for Michigan was scratch and sniff, which we were talking about that. Do they still sell scratch and sniff?
I don't think
stickers?
So. I think it killed a few people.
Because you think about it, in order to get something to smell a certain way, the amount of chemicals you got to use,
yeah.
And we're just letting kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved it. Dude.
It's more of a scratch and lick.
What?
You know?
I think you were doing it wrong.
I was doing it wrong. My sisters used to have like a full blown like notebook,
yeah,
full of stickers and scratch and
yeah.
Sniff stickers and like the 3D stickers. Remember the little like the bubble pig stickers?
You know, now that I think about it, at Walmart, I don't think going through like any area have I seen like schools like stickers. I don't think are a big thing anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. I don't know. But, God, yes, stickers. Oh, God, my Trapper Keeper was covered in stickers.
Did you ever get stickers on, like, your like, exams? Or?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
did? I never did.
Well, it's because you were stupid.
Come on, give me a sticker.
No, you have to earn it.
I would get a sticker. It was like a frowny face.
Yeah. Yeah.
You suck.
I'm not going to waste a sticker on this dummy.
Right.
So stupid. Yeah, they don't. Now you probably can't get frowny face stickers.
No, yeah.
Because it'll hurt the kids' feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a participation
trophy. You can't use red ink because it's negative.
Oh, God.
Probably. I bet you.
God.
This snowflake.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. I could turn an F into an A real quick.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's just one line.
It's a square A.
Would you? Yeah, square A. Then I'd put a minus sign in there. Just so I could feel good about doing it.
It's not my best, but right. Still pretty good.
A minus.
You got to turn into a B.
Yeah.
Much easier to turn into a B.
Yeah, you're right.
Kids, if you're listening right now, if you get an F, turn it into a B. Don't overshoot. Your parents know you're not an A student, okay? They've given up on you. They're focused on your sister who actually has a chance. What you need to do is turn that F into a B.
Huh. Or if you get a D, you can turn it into a really big B.
That's right, a really big B. Or if you get an F, turn it into an E. That's the easiest option. Like, I got a grade they don't even give out.
All right.
E for excellent, Ma.
I suck so bad.
They gave me an even lower score.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got off topic once again.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Just so you know, the I voted sticker is not scratch and sniff, so don't bother trying to do it.
Scratch it. Try it. It
smells like glue.
See how many people look at you.
It smells like glue. It's weird.
Yeah.
Can I smell your sticker? Let me smell your sticker.
Maybe that's what we should have done. When the polls were out and people were voting, we should have had Benny go out and just start scratching, you know, stickers.
What's your smell like? And then get everyone like, does it smell like something?
Right.
Do I have a cold? Can I not smell it?
Huh. You got a grape one. Can I have it? The grape ones are rare.
Well, the 2020 election's not far away. We'll do that. Rock 106.